Proclamation number 2225 of January 31st, TH 1942. Mental teaching activity of light beings. Tireless patience on the part of the beings of light is required to guide people into the right way of thinking. Through free will, the human being is also able to allow his thoughts to arise in accordance with this will. This means that it depends on his will which thoughts he grasps or drops, and now the endeavor of the beings of light is to guide the will of man to accept the right thoughts and to call them into consciousness by dwelling on them. Thus the thoughts are controlled, so to speak, and if they are found to be right, they are brought to the human being again and again until he has familiarized himself with them and is now affirmatively attuned to them. However, the beings of light often encounter resistance insofar as the human being allows himself to be mentally captivated by the world and its stimuli. That his thinking exclusively relates to the earthly and every spiritual thought which arises in the heart and is to be guided from the heart to the brain is immediately rejected, that the human being therefore rejects the spiritual, and then the beings of light have to bring the thought to him again and again with tireless love and patience until the human being finally pays attention, wanders and becomes thoughtful. The beings of light have to work in this way because their task is to spread light, i.e., knowledge, among people. Since they are already in love, which determines their activity in the beyond, they are tirelessly active, for they know about the happiness of the knowing being as well as about the sad state of the ignorant being. And since they are active in the beyond in a redeeming way, they are always willing to impart light and knowledge. If they do not succeed straight away, they try again and again. However, the human being must not put up open resistance by quickly suppressing all thoughts that arise, even if they seem acceptable to him. And this is the case when the world exerts too strong an influence on a person. The adversary then also fights for the human being's thoughts, i.e., for his will, and he will also be victorious if the human being does not reflect on himself and lets his thoughts wander into the spiritual kingdom of his own free will. Then it is easy for the beings of light to exert their influence, and the human being will now be instructed by them in thoughts and these will correspond to the truth. Amen.